everyone, this is Mike Garner in New Zealand, bringing you an hour of blues by musicians from the South Pacific. In our two islands, the North Island and the South Island, we're about as far from the Mississippi Delta as you can get. But Kiwis love all kinds of music, and blues is no exception. The entire spectrum of blues is played in New Zealand, from Chicago blues to acoustic blues to Texas, jazz-influenced boogie-woogie piano, and in the next hour we'll hear from just some of the performers in New Zealand. Naturally, we're limited to those who've produced CDs, and the cost of that in our small market of just 3.5 million people makes it both expensive and difficult to do. Our first artist has a wonderful voice. He's one of New Zealand's best-known names. He recorded a live CD at a blues gig in Auckland some years back at a venue called the Glue Pot, now turned by property investors into upmarket clothing shops. Hammond Gamble plays guitar, sings blues, and here's an original from Hammond, Long Night Blues, in fact from the album Plugged In and Blue. Alan Gamble. Someone who's been on the New Zealand music scene even longer than Hammond is Midge Marsden. Midge is an institution in New Zealand and for many of us is blues in New Zealand. He records for the major label Sony and has even toured his band in Texas, Louisiana and Mississippi a couple of times. He formed a relationship with Stevie Ray Vaughan, who had in fact found love in the form of Kiwi model Jana Lapidus here in New Zealand. In 1986, Stevie filmed a commercial for the Europa Oil Company. Stevie played this next song, Chasing Jana, on a motorbike. Very exciting stuff for blues fans in New Zealand. Midge played the harmonica part. It's become a standard, an icon even, for Kiwi blues. So here is our own Midge Marsden with a version he cut of the song in 1993, Travelin' On.
Traveling on, traveling on. Each town we meet is our happy home. Well, if we ain't here, we must be gone. We're traveling on, 'cause we've been north, south, east and west, most places in between. Well, I think we could.
I know we could
write a book on what we've seen. Well, we don't know where we're going.
We don't know where we've been.
We're traveling on. We're traveling on. Well, if we ain't here, well, we must be gone. We're traveling on.
Traveling on, travel on, travel on.
the Mitch Marsden Band there. And playing guitar on that cut was a Christchurch musician, Brian Harley, and one of the country's best bass players, Sid Limbert. A little later on, these two guys went on to form their own band with Sid's young fella, Freddie, on drums. Now, this was a formidable rhythm section, used to playing in the United States. In fact, having established a friendship with B.B. King's drummer while fishing in Louisiana, they were the natural choice for a support band when B.B. last toured New Zealand. At their Auckland gig, B.B. honoured them by bringing the band on stage to take a bow with him right at the very end of the show. Their only CD was produced in Sid's home studio, but it does capture some of the band's live energy. This is an impassioned slow blues written by Sid Limbert, Blues Still Blue.
still why.
That's the Beach Roosters featuring Sid and Freddie Limbert. Now, there are several father and son bands in New Zealand, as there have been in the USA too. A couple of years ago, my son and I teamed up with Sid and Freddie Limbert to do a double father and son act. Now, that must be pretty rare. Paul Garner is still only 22 years old, but he's been a professional guitarist since he was 15 and has the blues chops to match. Here's a cut from our CD, Stepping Out to the Blues. It's called I'm Gonna Start Drinking Again.
There was a time I played with the boys. Lately I ain't had no choice. I tried to be good as I could be, but though I try, it's painful to me. I'm telling you, babe, they passed you in. Pretty soon now, baby, start drinking again. Did all the things a good man should. Did all the things I said I would. The life I live meant nothing to me. Gave away what I used to be. I'm telling you, baby, this has to end. Pretty soon now, baby, I'm gonna start drinking again. Said your love for eternity. Your love would make a man of me. The love I had must have faded away like a fleeting shadow at the break of day. I'm telling you, baby, this life has got to end. Pretty soon now, baby, I'm gonna start drinking again.
As well as electric blues, New Zealand has a particularly fine history of acoustic musicianship, and there are many who have devoted their lives to playing pre-war blues. In our capital city, Wellington, we are blessed with many such musicians. Now, our next band takes its name not from Chicago, but from our capital city's own well-deserved reputation for the high winds that funnel through the strait between the North and South Islands. The Windy City Strugglers are a sort of collective of individual talents with individual musical careers, but together they make some of the finest jug band music you'll hear anywhere. And here's the proof. the Strugglers' version of Noah Lewis's Viola Lee Blues. City Strugglers with vocals by Rick Bryant. You're listening to the New Zealand Blues Show with me, Mike Garner. Now, we've just been hearing the Windy City Strugglers with vocals by Rick Bryant. But Rick has another musical outlet in the form of Rick Bryant and the Jive Bombers. Now, with this lineup, Rick has been exploring his love of Memphis and soul blues. The result is an album of original songs that draw on Memphis, but yet are distinctly New Zealand and distinctly Rick Bryant. This is another self-produced CD, Time. It has superlative sound quality, I think, and first-order musicianship. It might push the boundaries of blues a little, but it's a great song nonetheless. Rhyme or Reason by Rick Bryant.
Joy in the keyed up shell. He said, one of us got a
Our next artist specializes in a particular blues genre, that most demanding of styles, boogie-woogie piano. Will Sargeson is his name. He was only 16 when he recorded this, his first CD. He's now the darling of New Zealand's jazz circuit. Just listen to this version of Mead Lux Lewis's Honky Tonk Train Blues.
Thank you.
Will Sargeson's Boogie Woogie, all the way from the beautiful Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Another influence on blues musicians everywhere was the original Blues Brothers movie, which, despite being panned by the critics, became a cult movie, particularly amongst musicians. Ted Clark is a harp player who really enjoyed the showmanship of the movie. He's done many Blues Brothers tribute tours, both in Australia and in New Zealand. Ted's showmanship, though, even extends to including fire eating in his show. On his last CD, Ted left the showmanship behind to concentrate on the music. From the album Deja Voodoo, with a who's who of New Zealand session musicians, here's Ted Clark's cover of the Delbert McClinton song, Crazy About Your Baby. Clark and the Backdoor Blues Band from the album Deja Voodoo. Now, New Zealand's tiny population means our musicians often have to base themselves overseas to make a living. Wellington singer, songwriter, and acoustic blues musician Mike Brosnan has done just that. He's now based in London. He has two bands, one in England and a different one in Germany, where much of his work is based. Mike tours Europe extensively, but still comes home every Christmas. Strangely, he's less well-known here in his own country. His latest album, Streets of Glass, has some very strong original material, but let's hear one that's in a real blues style, Long Gone.
See those girls on the city rise, See that walk with a look in your eyes. They know where they're going and know what to do. You're real lucky they might do you. But I'm sitting at home and staying up late. Go to bed at a quarter to eight. I got the blues real bad, all my drive's gone. Since my baby left me all alone. Well, I'm long gone from my baby. Long gone, seen her lately. I'm long gone from my baby. Ain't got nothing left to sing this song. I'm long gone from my baby. I'm long gone. Seen her lately, I'm long gone from my beer. Ain't nothing left but to sing this song. So one lady made my old blood ball. She said, Tommy, child, and check my oil. I said, oh no, not tonight. My baby's just gone and it don't seem right. Besides, I'm getting kind of old. Losing the urge if the truth was told. She said, oh, honey, that's news to me. I think your state of mind is momentary. Cause you're long gone from your baby. You're long gone. You've seen her lately. You're long gone from your baby. Ain't nothing left but to sing this song. You're long gone from your baby. You're long gone. You've seen her lately. You're long gone from your baby. Ain't nothing left but to sing this song. I'm long gone from my baby. I'm long gone. Seen her lately. I'm long gone from my baby. I ain't got nothing left but to sing this song. Ain't got nothing left but to sing this song. Ain't got nothing left but to sing this song.
Mike Brosnan there, drawing on all sorts of pre-war styles to make his song, Long Gone. Now, our next band may just have been New Zealand blues at its very best. Coming at the time that Robert Cray was crossing over into mainstream chart success, Smoke Shop had some of that same feel, clean strat leads, punchy brass, and a tight driving rhythm section. They enjoyed considerable success for a while with New Zealand record company Pagan. Singer and guitarist Darren Watson is still one of New Zealand's best blues guitarists with an exciting stage presence. This is Smoke Shop, and a song that is still playlisted on the country's classic rock stations. So Glad.
Thank you.
That was Smoke Shop from the early 1980s in New Zealand, featuring Darren Watson on guitar. Now, just in case you're wondering where the women are, yes, there are women blues singers in New Zealand. The era of the classic blues singer, people like Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey, is one that's long inspired Marg Leighton, though actually meeting Alberta Hunter in New York was apparently the spark that set Marg aflame with the blues. Now, Marg is just as at home with a hokum ragtime guitarist as she is with a jazz ensemble. Her first CD came out last year and features quite a wide range of the material she loves. We're going to hear You Gotta Move, and it features Bill Lake on magnificent slide guitar. Well, we're going to close this New Zealand blues show with a second cut from the country's biggest name in blues, Midge Marsden. On one of Midge's trips stateside, he befriended the harmonica player Mississippi Willie Foster. Willie came out and toured New Zealand a couple of times, though sadly his health is now too poor to make the long journey across the Pacific. Audiences here still have plenty of good memories of this most engaging of musicians, and Midge still includes some of Willie's songs in his live set. Unfortunately, a recording with Willie never made it to CD, but to close the show, here's Midge's band with Willie's song, Promised Me Love.
From the bottom of my heart.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through the blues as performed by New Zealanders. The best way you can show your appreciation, of course, is to buy their CDs, and you can find contact information about these artists at the New Zealand Blues Society's website, www.blues.co.nz, where there's a directory of New Zealand blues artists. Until next time, this is Mike Garner in New Zealand saying, keep digging the blues wherever you are.